Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're like, hey, wait a minute, I didn't hear part one. Guys, it's because we put out a lot of recaps. Go back and listen to part one, okay? It's before this one. Bye. Enjoy the show.
The workout is done. And so then they're all like an hour later, they're all sitting there, you know, drenched, if you will. And Portia is like, just like,
you know, I don't ever want to speak to you, but at the same time, I think you're all doing good. You know, you guys are good. You and Phaedra.
Because she's talking to Angela, and Angela's like, yeah, we have it all hashed out. We just realized we're both fan favorites and we should just be on the same side. So we're, you know, we went and had Harold's together. And
Angela says, you know, I'm the bigger person. I apologized, but you best believe, don't get it twisted, I haven't forgotten a thing.
Yeah, watch out. So Portia saying how she was hanging out with Kay and they were talking about Pinky, and Pinky was saying that she has an issue with Phaedra. And Phaedra's like, what? Me? I've known Pinky for 15 years. And we find out this is about the meat thing, because the rumor has been going around that Phaedra's been telling people that Pinky eats meat.
Yes. So Phaedra's like, when did I say she ate meat? And Angela is like, Shamia said you said she used to have a rib joint. She goes, but she did have a rib joint. And Angela's like, well, but she's not real if she's eating meat in the closet. They're all laughing. And she's like, wait, but I said she's not real if she eats meat. I didn't say that. And they're just laughing. And so Phaedra says, if it may please the court, may I enter Exhibit A? And we see a flashback to 3 weeks ago. Infamous Meatgate tapes. Shamia's on the phone with Phaedra, and Phaedra's like, before she started this vegan stuff, that girl used to have a Jamaican restaurant serving meat, honey. Okay, Shamia's, well, that's like, very different. What? Yeah.
First of all, I would love to try meat, honey. What's that?
Meat, honey. So she's like, she used to serve meat. And Shamia's like, no way. Well, yeah, that's how it happens. Okay. People aren't born vegans. Well, now they're very close because they're getting fucking vegan formula. But usually, you know, you go to junior high and you'd make that decision or whatever.
Yeah, it is funny. Like, I don't think it's scandalous to say before she was vegan, she would eat meat. I'm like, yeah, that's hence the before she was vegan part.
Before Ben came out of the closet, he had a girlfriend. Dun, dun, dun.
Before he got his license at 16, he used to never even be able to drive.
He used to ride a bike. Dun, dun, dun. So Phaedra's like, well, I think she's got bigger fish to fry than eating meat. Sorry, those were mixed metaphors, but you know what
still
I mean.
Still non-vegan. Still not vegan.
Yeah. I saw it on the real news, and it was AJC, which is a credible news source.
Yeah. Atlanta Journal-Constitution, for those who are wondering. And then Phaedra's like,
I was. I was like, Andrew James Cohen. Who are you talking about? Who's AJC?
Andrew Jice Clay? So Phaedra's like, she's like, and I think the Daily Mail may have mentioned it, which is a huge international news source, that she was late on rent. She's like, I think it was, yes, that she can't pay for things. So I think that's the bigger issue. So
and the headline was like, slutty vegan businesswoman who owns 5 plant-based restaurants embroiled in embarrassing cash scandal. Ooh, what's a cash scandal?
Talking about you, the Hamburglar, is the least of your issues. So they're talking about
what this headline is talking about. What's the cash thing? Well, bankruptcy, $1.3 million in debt, $1.2 million to the Small Business Administration. Okay. Well, I was wondering if like when they say cash, I'm like cash, because cash is so rare. You know, I'm like, where was the cash being kept? But I guess I meant just money in general. Never mind.
Yeah. Well, I can't believe the Daily Mail would mess something up. So they, so then they start talking about this event.
Well, it does say this. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. You're trying to get ahead, and I'm reading news. I'm sorry, everybody.
But I do want to say this part.
Despite the debt, her filings revealed substantial assets, including $2.8 million in real estate vehicles and a $5,000 French bulldog.
Wow.
I don't know why that detail made me laugh. But it's like, I'm broke. I deserve this dog.
Yeah.
Those dogs are so expensive. That's nothing compared to your medical bills.
Yeah. Adopt. It is sort of funny about talking about giving back to the community, et cetera, but then, like, I don't know, indulging in something like a $5,000 dog. I don't know why. Both things are allowed to coexist, but for some reason, it just somehow feels...
It's a vegan dog. Get off her ass.
It just feels off.
I'm starving. I've had celery all day. Please.
Here's a question. If you are vegan, do you serve vegan food to your dog?
Some people do.
Is that appropriate? No, it's like not in a judgy way, but meaning like it's one thing as a human, but like dogs are not naturally vegan, right? Like there is still a
humans aren't naturally full of Restylane, but I'll put it in my face. I mean, give it to
I'm not mad if a dog is served vegan food, but part of me wonders, like, is it, if it's one thing for you to make the decision to be like, I'm going to be vegan, but like this dog's going to be vegan too. Is that right? But then again, you know, who knows what we're feeding the dogs at any given moment.
Yeah. Giving them the non-vegan
stuff is like really part of their natural diet either.
Well, I was going to say, if dogs had it their way, they'd shit on your living room floor. Like, you know.
Dogs will literally eat anything, so
including the shit on your living room floor. So there you go. Yeah. So they're talking about this, and they're talking about this event. They have to bring all this stuff for it, and Angela's like, "I have to bring underwear." And Phaedra says, "Yeah, you want to help with this formula because this is like $4,000 that they're asking me to spend. It's $28 a can." And she's like, "Why are you buying that?" And she's like, "And Porta's like, it has to be vegan formula."
$28 a can is outrageous.
That is crazy.
How is that? How
also,
is
it possible? Considered vegan milk if it comes out of a woman's breast? Or is that considered an animal product?
Is it considered vegan milk if it's milk from a cow? I'm just kidding.
It's a vegan cow. All the cow eats is grass. So Phaedra's like, well, I'm going to pump again just to give him some more powdered milk. And she says, okay, Portia's like, Pinky asked me to supply a book bag. That's fine. But she said a book bag with toys, puzzles, books, notebooks, crayons. Girl, just take my Amazon account. Buy what you need. Jeez. It's the whole thing.
Yeah, it's a lot. I was looking at vegan formula, and it really is expensive. But let's see what the normal baby formula costs. So I'm seeing prices like 48, 32, 48, 41, 22. I mean, admittedly, everything costs that much these days. You know, like
a can, though.
Well, it wasn't a can. It doesn't look like these are just simple cans. It looks like these are large amounts. Okay, I'm gonna look up this. This one is a...
What is it? Loverboy brand?
Hey, I worked hard on that. Let's see. How big is this one?
It's for vegan baby grams. Alcoholics.
I can't see how big these are. They look like they might be big. Okay, a 4-pack. Choice soy infant formula 4-pack at Walmart is $83. I don't know. I don't know how,
holy
know how much
mother.
This feeds.
And then how much
that is? I think each one of these cans is large. I don't think it's like a single serve.
Well, yeah, for $80. But then how much is regular formula?
It's also very expensive. It turns out it's all expensive.
Baby,
it's actually all around the same price. Wow.
Okay. Well, when can you just start feeding your baby like licorice? Just do that.
You know what? All I gotta say is, I think I complained about this before, but I got like a little box of Atkins treats, like low carb treats from the store, which was like 6 chocolate caramel clusters and individual wrappers, $18.
Yikes.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I can't buy those anymore. That's wild.
That's
so nuts. Like to hear that baby.
You could buy a vegan baby for cheaper.
Seriously.
Jeez.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So now let's go over to Fangy, the Fangy offices. So I don't know what we're in, but let's go talk Fangy. Angela. She comes in with this big gold blingy fan which is cute. And she's like, well, I realize that I'm not the only woman who gets hot. And then once I realized that it's got nothing to be ashamed of, I just felt like I could be a voice for the other people. All the other people in the world who haven't heard of fans, Angela,
yeah,
you live in Angela. The South.
Angela, you did not find the only handheld fan. They exist for a reason. There's a market for them.
The voiceless like, people, hot people in the South.
Yes. Angela has discovered the many nuances of body temperature.
I can't. I was laughing so hard at this whole scene. She is so ridiculous. And then she's like, well, okay, let's talk budget. $30,000 for fans and marketing $15,000. So they're like, well, how many fans do we have to sell in order for you to break even? And she's like a 1,000 fans. So they'll recoup their first rollout. So does that mean they're $30 a fan? People are not going to pay you $30 for it.
Can you feed the fans to your babies? Honestly, I think this is a great idea. Personally, I think like a blinged out personal fan, why not? I think it's fun. I think she could actually do well with it. But I just think it's hilarious that she is taking this marketing line, like she's giving a voice to the voiceless. Like, I could be the voice for other people who get hot. Like, I don't think this is a cause that needs to be that like you need to have like banners behind you and patriotic music. Like, I will be a voice for those who are sweating just a little bit too much to have a voice. For those who have a light film on their forehead, I shall speak for thee.
Maybe people will pay that much for a little handheld fan. I don't know. I'm seeing stuff on Amazon, $30? Like Play Hot, upgraded portable handheld fan, $20. It's not blinky either. So,
no, I could see it like doing well. I legitimately could. It'd be like a selfie stick. People will, you know, everyone will laugh at it, but then, you know, people will get it. I mean, people love blinged out tchotchkes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a handheld fan, people will buy that. I think I'm just not understanding, like, you're a housewife. So normally housewives will just slap their name on a product that's, you know, like partner with a fan company who just gives you a cut to sell the fan with your name on it. So I guess I don't understand the whole like hunting down fans to be, I don't know. I don't understand it, but I think it's very funny. And I love that she's helping the voiceless sweaty people. So then she's giving a speech to everyone. She's like, this will recoup, you know, in the first rollout. And I don't want to do stuff like I did before, like throwing all this money at real estate. By the way, I just bought another house. And the music stops and you just see the employees like, oh, God, Angela. Why, Angela?
They're like, why? Why are you doing this, Angela?
But I made sure that the house is not cooled and it doesn't have any fans. So once we sell it, we'll be able to sell fans to the people who move in.
I need a win. Like, are you saying that this is already a failure? Did this one already tank?
She's saying she needs to because all that real estate's failed and stuff. And so she's like, I ignored everybody when they told me not to buy all those houses. And I ignored them and they knew what they were talking about. And I paid for it. But with Fangie, I'm going to seek wise counsel.
I went to Tibet and I climbed up the mountains to a temple in the sky. And I found the great monk of fans. And he told me, if you turn it on, they will come. So here we are.
So Amari is also there and she's like, oh my God, she's not believing any of this shit. And Angela says, you know, the mistakes I made before, I didn't properly budget for those, but I'm not going to do that this time. By the way, everybody, this is Charles. Will you give me half that money, Charles? And he's like,
he just laughs. But he gives it to her. He's like, okay, you can have $50,000.
She goes, well, I want you to be the face of the man handheld Fangie. And he's like, yeah, that's not really my field. She goes, but you could wear it around your neck. And he's like, yeah, that's Flavor Flav.
People do wear those things that like sort of they look like headphones, but they're actually like a little fan that blow up onto your face. Mm-hmm. Have you ever worn one of those?
No.
Mm-mm. They're good. They're surprisingly good. They're lovely.
No, I've seen them before, but I don't know. I'm all sweaty, so I feel like when I'm just heating my neck, I know it's supposed to cool your whole body, but it really doesn't. I feel like my neck's freezing, and then the rest of me is like,
well, yeah, and they look ridiculous too, by the way. It's like the equivalent of having a buzzer or like a little case for your cell phone. You know, you might as well just say, hey, everyone, I'm a dad.
Yeah. She's like, well, we need 50 grand and I was going to run it by you to put in half. And he goes, really? Another one of your projects? Okay. Why not? Cheaper than the house.
He just laughs. I really adore Charles Barkley. I mean, Oakley. And I do enjoy, he's surly, but he does support her, you know. So now we go back to slutty vegans. Slutty sluts are in the house. And it's time for the big give back event. So Pinky tells us that her mother worked four jobs, and when she was born, her father was sentenced to 30 years in prison, so she understands, you know, like hard days and everything, and yada yada yada. She didn't give back. So K. Michelle arrives first. K. Michelle, a friend to no one. And she says that Drew is not going to be arriving because she has a respiratory infection. So there'll be no Drew Sedora this week on the Real Housewives.
Does not have a respiratory infection. She has a don't want to buy charity supplies infection.
That's exactly it.
She's like, I will donate this boombox from 1986. And if you're not taking that, I will not be coming to your party. Thanks.
Let's not forget Kelly's event last year. Or what, I forget what designer it was, where they all like went to the mall, but Drew didn't buy anything. But then she had like receipts that she showed of like that she bought like a stick of gum at the.
Yeah, she went back to the store. She's like, but I did go back and buy something. Weren't they saying, but yeah, but you were trying to get like the influencer discount or something? Oh God, Drew,
it was some silly thing. But yeah, she definitely had a. Not buying vegan baby formula itis.
But again, and I said it that year as well. You know, I said it last year as well. This is shooting. I have to come to this for work. Do not make me pay thousands of dollars to come to work. That's not fair. I'm not doing it.
So they're all admiring. Phaedra's house, Portia comes over because they're going to have some non-vegan food before going to the vegan restaurant because they know that they're going to be hungry. So they're eating, and Phaedra is admiring Portia's butt, and she's like, I am a dunkologist, and I can appreciate all booties. Not everybody has to have a double Dutch BBL, but, you know, not everybody is going to have a flatty waddy. And also, we forgot to mention that during the spin scene, we definitely got a flashback to Phaedra and Apollo doing their
donkey booty. Yes, donkey booty.
Because she was like eyeing the instructor, and she was like, "Yeah, I'm not gonna go for another fitness instructor type. I already made that mistake."
Portia is saying, well, it's tackety before you go to an event, but we're Southern Divas and we're not trying to just eat veggies, okay? I was a baby vegan for one season only, so we're That's eating right. first. Frickin' frack will be full.
Baby vegan. I forgot she was baby vegan. Then they're talking about the pinky thing and about the meat issue. But before they get too deep into it, Aiden walks in to say hello, and he seems to have become even older than he was like two episodes ago. But he is like a rapidly aging teenager.
Child. Yeah. He's like, hello, I've just started a financial firm. Welcome. My son is on his way to college.
He turned into Ray. So,
all I want to do is golf in Florida.
I just want to move to Florida.
So Portia's like, so what are you gonna do for the rest of the day? And he's like, I'm gonna take a nap. She's like, what? You get to take a nap in your black mama's house? He's like, Phaedra's like, I cleaned my mama's house. Okay, I seasoned her meat. I put it in the crock pot.
And I rolled her biscuits every day. Portia says, we weren't allowed to take naps after school. You gotta look busy at every point in time. And Phaedra's like, you know, I'm still a black mama. You've got to know how to wash your clothes and how to wash my clothes and know how to get me a Coca-Cola and how to get me some ice water and how to clean my car for me.
Mm. Yeah, I know how to do the laundry. I know how to wash things and clean a car. But damn, how do you get a Coca-Cola?
It's really varying. It's really varying, yeah. All the things you have to do for Pedro. Give me some water, you know, clean my car. So she says, you know, with boys, you've got to keep the fear in them. So, you know, I might just randomly punch him or something. He's like, whoa. She's like, whoa. Says, yeah. You got to have them thinking, whoa, this lady's really crazy.
So then they'll never try you. And Aiden's just standing there like, may I leave, ma'am?
She's like, okay, go take your nap then. So now they're talking about the event, and Phaedra's like, we're going to Edgewood. That's the place that's in the bankruptcy. And they're saying what not to do with your business and your money. Come on. And Forrest is like, oh, stop, Phaedra, stop. So now we go to Slutty Vegan. Hey, Slut! Kayshell gives some announcements and stuff, and Pinky is Derek is going.
Derek
home.
Is upset.
Yeah,
Derek is upset. I'm sorry, Pinky's upset because Derek is like, "Yeah, I gotta go. I've gotta change my clothes because I've got like a business meeting later." And so Pinky is sad because she's like, "This is a big deal for me, and you can't give me like 45 minutes for my event." I think she just wanted to introduce Derek to all the women because this is like a perfectly nice charity event, but this is not a gala, and. You know, I mean, it's always nice when your partner can be there at things, but like
he came to help you set up. It's always good. And
he's gonna give $5 million by the end of the episode. It'll be okay.
they ask if she's told him about the bankruptcy, and she's like, "Is that a trick question?" No, I've not. So Cynthia, everybody's coming and saying hi and stuff. And Kay Michelle is like, "Oh, you know, by the way, Pinky, I heard about everything going on with Portia, and that happened to me too. So I get it now, and I can understand why you didn't say anything in that moment, but when it happened to me, I completely understood."
Mm-hmm. And Kay Michelle is like, "I realize this girl is slick with her shade." So Kelly says, like, "No, we did speak briefly, I mean, on the phone, but, you know, by that time I wasn't trying to hear any of it."
I just don't think Portia was, like, coming for her to be shady by saying miscarriage. That just doesn't seem...
No, I don't think so either.
Portia's more fun with her shade. She's not someone who's going to be like, "Ha-ha, miscarriage. Would you have a miscarriage?" Like, that's not really her style, and I think this is bizarre.
I don't think that she... I think it was totally an innocent comment. I think it hit Kay Michelle the wrong way because she's sensitive about that, and she's also probably in a heightened emotional space with just everything with her body right now. So, like, it hit her the wrong way, and that's okay too. You're allowed to feel what you feel, but I also feel like after you talk about it and you clear the air, like, it should be okay. And the fact that she's still kind of like, "I'm sleeping with one eye open," I'm like, you can do that, but not for this. Like, Portia will give you plenty of reasons down the road, but this was not, I don't think, a very strong basis to start a feud.
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't think she meant it that way.
Yeah.
Like, it was stupid, but geez. So now they're talking about that, and Kelly's like, "Well, we spoke briefly on the phone, but by that time I wasn't even hearing any of it from her." So Portia and Phaedra come, and the worker's like, "We've got sluts in the building." And Portia's like, she's like, "Hey, wait, what did he just say to me?" She's like, "Wait, I mean, damn, I'm going to pay you to call me a slut." Hated it.
Yeah. So then there's like some frosty moments between Portia and Kelly, because Portia hugs Kelly's friend / publicist Lamont, but then kind of ignores Kelly. So, and Portia's like, "Did I ignore her, or did I just, like, maybe I didn't see her?" And then she starts looking, like, down, like, "Where is she? Where is that adorable little lady?" Kelly's like, "Take a grass-fed burger and stick it up your, you know what, Pinky should name it the Horsha burger. Horsha. Remember when I said that? It was so funny the first time I said it. Horsha. Horsha with a side of African. Horsha with a side of fufu. Horsha, Horsha, Horsha."
If you don't think it's funny, hold on. Horsha.
Also, does she know that a grass-fed
slurping out of her drink? Like, you're not funny. You're so ridiculous. Stop. Polly's been doing okay this season, but oh, this Horsha, and then like her, I'm sipping on my drink. Okay,
she's gonna have t-shirts. They'll be like Horsha.
Yes,
Horsha on it.
Yes.
Shamia and Angela arrive, and they're donating and stuff. It's very nice. And Angela's talking about how she grew up and they had to go to shelters every now and then. And, you know, so this means a lot to her. And Cynthia.
So now the ladies are talking and Portia's saying, how are you for real, Pinky? And she's talking about bankruptcy and stuff. And so she tells the ladies and she's like, well, I don't have to file, but because I have a new company, I need to have a clean slate. And, you know, I don't know if you saw the internet article, but it's $89,000. And I mean, please, I can wipe my ass with that. I mean, it's really more that it's messing with my reputation.
Yeah. And Phaedra's like, because I can wipe my ass with $90,000 every two hours. Okay, girl, well, pay it to the rent, man. Don't wipe your booty with it. Get some Charmin.
So Pinky's like, I'm going to do a burger for Portia's personality. She's like, don't you do me, shady slut. And she goes, I'm going to get you a one-night stand, bitch. And I'm going to get Phaedra a Hollywood hooker.
And she goes, Lord, okay. So, Portia basically tells the kitchen she wants something with real cheese on it, which is hilarious. And Pinky's like, there's no cheese back there. She goes, well, you don't get mad at me about it. We already determined that you don't eat any meat. And Pinky's like, well, that's because Phaedra's around here telling people I eat meat. And Phaedra's like, I never said that you eat meat. Angela said, possibly Shamia said it. Shamia's like, yeah, you did say it. And Phaedra's like, I didn't say it. I remember you, Pinky, had a lot of accolades. And one was owning a Jamaican restaurant that served meat, and you would show people how to eat the meat by eating it yourself at every table. You just go and take a bite of every person's meat.
So this is just Shamia full of shit, of course. So Shamia's like, well, I thought the lady told me that Pinky ate meat, whatever. And Phaedra's like, you can run the tape. So we see the tape again where she did not say that. And Angela's like, no, you know, Phaedra probably said that girl eats meat. Like, she does this thing where she forgets what she says.
I'm sorry. I got distracted. And the reason why is because there's the craziest piece of Bravo gossip that surfaced today. And I was going to mention it at the top of the episode and I forgot, but luckily my friend just texted it to me right now. Even though I'm on Do Not Disturb, I don't know how the texts are still coming through. I think it has to be mentioned now, as long as we're talking about, executives and people who are big and important. Have you heard the gossip that Michelle from the Valley is dating Dr. Dre?
No, but Hannah just sent me a text right when you said that says, what in the Dr. Dre is happening here? Apparently her bestie dates his bestie and it's actually legit.
Like, we had a whole joke that turned tragic, unfortunately, that Michelle was dating Rob Reiner secretly. And
well, I worry for Dr. Dre then. Shoot.
I didn't think that it could get more absurd than that. Nowadays, everybody wants to talk, but they got nothing to say. Found out you forgot about Michelle. So anyway,
Dr. Dre, it rhymed. It rhymed.
Straight out of Chateau. So,
okay, so back to this vegan stuff. Phaedra's like, yeah, I said that you had accolades, and before this, you had a Jamaican restaurant. And so Pinky's like, where's Maury at? This is like a Maury Povich clip. Where is Maury Povich? Which they add a clip of Maury Povich later. So it's great. So Pinky's like, nobody's trying to step up and say who said it. Listen, I am plant-based, and the only meat I eat is my husband's.
Yeah, so...
but it's not grass-fed, like, meat. I would just like to add. That is meat-based meat.
And when do we discuss the fact that he is launching a cheesesteak empire. she actually mentions it on the show this week. We talked about it, I think, last week or the week before.
I think he had his restaurants before hers, right? Or I don't know where I read that, probably in a comment or something. But he's got a huge chain. He's really successful. Which, you know, is fine. I don't need the morality in everything. You know, like I don't need perfectly, and I'm not saying she's not moral. I'm just saying that I don't need like perfect record holder vegans. Like even if she wasn't vegan, even if she was eating meat sometimes and she said vegans don't have a really good restaurant, that's a market that needs to be tapped. I'm going to fill that market and I'm going to have like, I don't need it to be pure. You know what I mean? But for those who do, her business is about to be saved by meat money.
Yeah. Big meat. Big meat is bailing out veganism.
Big cheesesteak. It's a big cheesesteak bailout.
I just don't know if PETA will really appreciate that. It's like, where was this? This is blood money. Your donations.
Yeah.
Okay. So where are we? Shamia. Okay. So
basically, Shamia, she's like, well, why would I lie? And Phaedra said, well, she doesn't like me. And Shamia said, I didn't know that I didn't like you. And she goes, well, you were talking about my kids. And she's like, what'd I say about your kids, Phaedra? And then Cynthia, whose job it is to just go, not the dot, dot, dot. That's what Cynthia does. If they're like, we're having a hot dog, not a hot dog. We're going outside, not outside. So here she goes, what'd I say about your kids, Phaedra? And she goes, not the kids, not the kids.
So there was this interview on the Shade Room podcast, and the host is like, okay, who would you pick to be your kid's godmother, Phaedra or Cynthia? And Shamia says, well, Cynthia, I mean, look at Noelle's life. She's just such an articulate, beautiful woman. So I know if all else fails, Cynthia's going to just make sure my babies are okay. So Phaedra took that as, wow, so my son's life is not so great. My son is not articulate. My sons are not beautiful.
Have you not seen the scene where I talk about my son getting me a Coca-Cola?
I think you just, well, first of all, I think Shamia, in those moments, you just say, well, I would honestly be so happy if either of them would, because it takes a village and they both have wonderful children and they are smart women who are trailblazers in their jobs. So I'd say whatever. But like, if you're going to pick Cynthia, then at least say, well, I would say Cynthia, because Lake Bailey is beautiful and I want my children to have a lake to play in and a beautiful views, blah, 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 blah.
I choose Cynthia because her child is better than Phaedra's children. Phaedra's like, how dare you?
I know. That's kind of what she said, whether she meant to or not.
Well, it's kind of silly. Phaedra's like, well, I took it as a dig, and she's to my kids. And she's like, well, I'm sorry you took it that way, but I can't control how you interpret things. And I don't have a problem with saying that I would like for Cynthia to be there. She's like, I don't have a problem with it either, but I did have a problem with you.
Binky's like, excuse me, we are at my event where we're not allowed to discuss tiny, stupid quibbles with each other.
But you're the one who started it, Pinky. That's the thing. Pinky's like, okay, well, why'd you say that? And then why'd she say that? And who said it? Why are we fighting at my event? You started it.
Yeah. She's like, guys, can we just talk about this in Dallas? And Cynthia's like, no, that's my event. Why Dallas? We'll do it here at your charity event. I spent $4,000 to do this. I will talk about whatever I want to talk about.
Yeah. So now they're like, everyone's a great mother. And they're like, oh, yeah. And Shamia says, I don't dislike you, Phaedra. And Phaedra gives it a long pause and just goes, thank you.
I mean, I also would have said, you know, Cynthia's been a mother longer. You know, Noelle's out of college. So Cynthia just has a little bit more perspective. So I would just do it that way. I mean, there were just so many different routes. Not to be like, well, look at, I mean, Noelle is just kind of the best kid in our group. I mean, everyone else is kind of just like a garbage child, right? But Noelle's great. So I choose Cynthia.
So Phaedra's like, I have no problem with Shamia, except now that I know she's going to go cause confusion in the group on purpose and think it's funny, basically. So Shamia's like, cap, cap, cap. Phaedra, stop. You want to create something so bad with me? I don't have drama. You were the one who started it. What are you talking about? You started all of this. I mean, not the kid thing, but still. Well, even that you did, technically.
So Pinky thanks everyone for coming, and you know, thanks for coming. Let's have some food now. And then they're like, then we see the thing that says, okay, coming up later on Atlanta. And I was like, interruption. And then it's like Maury Povich. And he's like, in my hand, I have the results of your vegan lie detector test. And Pinky, when it comes to the accusation that you've been secretly eating meat, the lie detector says, that was a lie. Pinky, you're still a vegan. And everyone cheers. And she's like, thank you, Maury. And I was like amused at how silly this was. But I was also like, we shouldn't be doing this on The Real Housewives. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That was a fail for me. Commercials. Here comes one right now. So then we go to Portia's house and we have a Portia and Lauren. Why do I keep mixing each other's names? So Portia and Lauren have a scene and there's no doorbell. And Lauren's like, this house is a little big to not have a doorbell. And guess what? You don't need one because it's Dennis, guys. It's Dennis. Everybody knows the hot dog man. So
yes,
now it's a wacky Portia and Dennis scene.
Yes. Another completely unplanned scene, an unplanned, unself-produced scene where they're going to have an amusing dispute. So he comes in and then she's like, oh, no. And so she takes the card that Mike had left on the flowers and like gets rid, moves it away because it says the card just says, I want you, which, by the way, you're going to send over a giant bouquet of roses and the card's just going to say, I want you. I don't think so.
So then he's like, I'm offended that you're dating. You know, he's doing that whole like, am I jealous? Am I not jealous? And then a designer comes over, Torin, because
have we met him before?
Designer, to be specific.
Have we seen him before in Bravo? Have we met him before? Was he on like Candy and the Gang or something?
I don't know.
I'm gonna look it up.
So
he was on Candy and the Gang. Wow. Pretty my good. Bravo Dar knows no limits.
Portia announces that they aren't just co-parenting PJ. They are now co-parenting a podcast for PJ. We want her to talk about her toys and how much she plays with them. So she's going to have a kitty podcast. And her kid is getting her own set designer for child podcast.
Yes, seems so like a good investment.
You just sold your mother's house, you know?
Yeah, this is, yeah.
Diane's out in the backyard in a tent, and meanwhile, you're building a set for your daughter's YouTube page? What the what is happening on this show?
So they're looking at the space, like the pool house, that they're going to turn into this set for, like, this baby podcast, and Portia accidentally calls Dennis babe and it's like,
oh my God, that was muscle memory. Oops, I can't believe I called him babe. Oh my God.
And they're like, oh my God, this is crazy. And like everyone thinks that this is outrageous except for maybe the audience, because it's like not crazy that she would call Dennis babe, even if they're so close. Baby, you know, the baby daddy, etc. Like, it's just not a crazy thing, but they're like, whoa, this is crazy. What does Portia want in life? Who does she love now? I'm like, I'm not buying any of this. I'm sorry. This is a big dead end for me.
Yeah. And then he's getting, you know, jealous about the guy. And he's like, I texted you because you were on a date because you bring a black man to the black party. And she's like, well, it's a black party. I have to have a black man or person. And he's like, well, good luck. You should help me make some of your decisions because you don't make good decisions when it comes to men. Hi, you're one of them.
That's what she says. She's like,
you're the decision.
Yeah, it's you, sir.
She goes, I don't pick the best people. Hello, you're one of the people.
Yeah.
So, they basically just have like this kind of fake fight where he's pretending to be like, don't date people, be careful, whatever. And she's like, I'm going to live my life. It's all like very, I don't know. It just felt like a bad sitcom.
All right, let's go over to Derek and Pinky. Now's the big scene where he's really busy because he's got a $10 million project for his cheesesteak restaurant. And he's trying to get it passed through, but she really wanted him at the Slutty Vegan event.
Yeah. So he's like, yeah, I wish I could have stayed, but I had to change for dinner. She's like, but it was important for me. He's like, yeah, but you're not the only one that's busy around here. She's like, no, I know, we're both busy, et cetera, but now I'm about to go to Dallas and it's exciting. And I'm just trying to figure out, this because, we'll see about Dallas. And anyway, in other news, I met with a bankruptcy attorney and he's like, for what? I'm like, to get a biscuit recipe. I think it's in the name, bankruptcy attorney.
Oh, she's like, to file for a bankruptcy. And he just stares at her. And he's looking at her like, you're doing this on camera? Like, why? What the hell? Like, you've really gotten so, you're such a reality person so quickly that you're like, you're going to tell me this on camera? What the hell? So he's like, why are you doing that? And she says, the personal stuff, it's like $5 million. And he says, who else knows about this? And it's like, nobody knows. And then we see a montage of her telling everybody. She's like, I will take a dozen chocolate donuts. I'm filing for bankruptcy. It's crazy. Thank you.
Bankruptcy in the house.
Hey, so, slut. Hey, donut slut. Bankruptcy slut.
Time to make the donuts. Time to make the donuts. So he's like,
this is going to, oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, same thing. Like, this is going to be a public nightmare. And she goes, well, it's already a public nightmare. I mean, I've been fighting every single day. I'm in the news every single day. The perks of being a D-list celebrity, am I right? And he's like, yeah, but, well, you're not going to file this bankruptcy because I'm going to give you $5 million. And she's like, no, I don't want that. He's like, what do you mean? We're married. Like, we ride until the wheels fall off. Like, I mean that. And I thought that was really sweet because, like, I think that's what if I found out that my life partner was in massive debt and I had the means to cover to get him out of it, I would 100% do it because that's what you do, you know?
Well, I would hope that this guy, no, actually $5 million. I'd be like, file that bankruptcy. $5 million. so that's the truth. But, I would hope that he'd say, okay, I will give you this $5 million, but we also are going to sit down and structure your businesses together. Cause I know what I'm doing and you need help. And so I'm your husband. Yeah. I'm going to help you, but I'm also going to help you in this other way. Maybe.
We're going to put cheese steaks on the menu. It's not nice to make it
conditional. You know what the slutty vegan needs? Meat. No, but
I mean, at the same time,
you don't
want
to make it conditional, but I just worry $5 million is just a lot of, that's a huge fail. And this other one's failing. And there's just so much going on that I'm like, I don't know.
I mean, I would obviously, with something like that, I would obviously consult a professional and find out, is it smarter just to pay off the debts or to get, or to declare bankruptcy? What's the smartest path? But ultimately, if your partner is $5 million in debt, then you are $5 million in debt too, because it should all be ultimately the same place, right? So you're just ideally paying for the things that you owe, because it's not crazy to pay for the things that you owe on. And then, yeah, and be like, but by the way, we're going to have to teach you how to run a business because this can't ever happen again.
Yeah, I would, I would be like, bye. I would just disappear. I would be like in a different country. I'd be like, I died. I'd just leave a note that said, like, I died. Sorry. But I do think it's nice that they have this kind of relationship. Like, I think it's good that she has such a supportive husband. But
yeah.
And I guess it leads me to questions about bankruptcy. Like, when you go through bankruptcy and whatever, where does the money owed go? What happens to that? Do people just have to be like, oh, I just didn't get paid for that?
I always wonder. Well. Yeah. We'll have to see what they did in 1580. So she's like all emotional.
One of those times that Abraham Lincoln went through it. What happened?
Mm-hmm. What did Abraham Lincoln do? Oh, he ran for president. I guess everything was okay. So Pinky's saying she doesn't want to be the victim. The reason why she didn't say anything is because she just didn't want to be a victim. And she's like, you've got a successful business and you're doing a lot of great things. And I can't pull you down while I'm trying to figure it out. And I'm not willing to do that because I will never be able to live with myself. And he's like, look, don't cry. We will figure this out. And I've told you, you're going to bounce back stronger. Except if he's saying, he has that voice that's like very high. He sort of has like a little high, gentle voice. And he's like, I know you. You're mighty and you're tough and all these things. And I'm 10 tones down with you. He's just like, I know. He's like, you're going to bounce back and I'm going to make sure you bounce back. All you have to do is eat the meat. This is how people stop being vegan. They owe money.
Just take one bite of this cheesesteak and everything will be yours. All right. Well, that's it for us. We're out of here forever.
We're done.
Quit. Everybody, thanks so much for being here. It was fun times. We will be recording Real Housewives of Rhode Island next, so stay tuned for that. We'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster. Whip up a meringue. It's Amanda E. Lemon.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's not a McBee, she's a McBride. Jess McBride.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Que sera, sera, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Aren't you glad it's Marianne Arns?
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is sweet. Well, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Can I have a Kavanaugh? It's Anna Kavanaugh.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Hogle your horses, it's Christine Hogle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
She's the lady of the house, it's Rachel Shiraz.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Tell of Sun.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.